This next round is really going to focus in on what you believe about rich people, what really pushes your buttons when you think about rich people. Whether you choose somebody in the media or someone from a movie or someone that you know in your life, really assess how you view wealthy people. Use the following statement and see how true it feels. And this is a really important one to neutralize, because part of what you're saying is, I want to be rich, I want to be wealthy. And if you're resonating with this judgment that's coming from society or your family or your friends, then this will be a powerful safety issue for your subconscious mind. It cannot allow you to become the object of judgment or rejection from your family and friends. So really important to work on this one. So here's the statement. I judge rich people harshly because they are arrogant, entitled, rude, fill in the blank. And you can notice how high that feels for you. And sometimes people don't connect with this being very high at first until they start tapping. Karate chop point. Even though I judge rich people harshly, and they deserve it, I accept who I am and how I feel about it. Even though I judge rich people harshly, they are arrogant, entitled, rude. I profoundly love and accept myself. Even though the truth is, I'm not that comfortable around rich people. They are entitled, arrogant, rude. They're shallow, materialistic, obnoxious. I accept all my feelings about this in all of me. Eyebrow point. They're out of touch with reality. Side of the eye. They're arrogant and entitled. Under the eye. They are rude. Under the nose. They don't care about people. Chin point. They only care about themselves. Collarbone point. And they think they're better than everyone else. Under the arm. Ugh, I can't stand that. Top of the head. They deserve to be judged. Eyebrow point. They're arrogant and entitled. Side of the eye. Ugh, the entitlement. It makes me sick. Under the eye. They don't care about people. Under the nose. They only care about themselves. Chin point. They only care about their image. Collarbone point. They think they're better than everyone else. Under the arm. Of course I judge them harshly. They deserve it. Top of the head. That's why everyone feels good when they get their comeuppance. Eyebrow point. That's why I take pleasure in seeing them fall. Side of the eye. The rich. Under the eye, I would never want to be like that. Under the nose, as a matter of fact, I refuse to be anything like that. Chin point, I refuse to be rich. Collarbone point, I refuse to be wealthy. Under the arm, I know what it means. Top of the head, it means you're a jerk. Eyebrow point, it means you're arrogant. Side of the eye, it means that people aren't comfortable around you. Under the eye, it means that you're out of touch. Under the nose, of course I judge them harshly. Chin point, they deserve it. Collarbone point, I don't like rich people and I never will. Under the arm, that's why I would never want to be rich. Top of the head, as a matter of fact, I refuse to be rich. Take a nice deep breath. Of course, we don't want to refuse to be rich. What we're trying to do here is to voice that connection that our unconscious mind is making that's very black and white, that puts rich or wealthy people in a category and says, I never want to be like that. See how that feels for you. Is it making you angry when you think about wealthy people? Who came up in your mind when you tapped on that? And how do you feel about them? How do you feel about rich people in general? Tapping on it like this, is it getting worse or do you feel like it's coming down and into perspective? Keep going on this one and re-rating how you feel until you can bring it down low enough so some of these powerfully negative emotions come down before we move on to the power reframe. And notice if there's someone really particular coming up for you, then really tune into them in particular and do some tapping on how much you judge them until it starts to come down before moving on. This next round will be the power reframe for judging wealthy people harshly. Karate chop point again. Even though I judge rich people harshly, I choose to remember the many, many wealthy people who have done amazing good in this world. I can do amazing good in this world with more money. I can do amazing good in this world with the time and clout that money buys, with my good intention and money as my ally. I can triple my positive impact on important causes. I can do this for the highest good of the people of the world. And me. That feels better. I choose to be wealthy and rich with my good intention. Eyebrow point. I've judged rich people harshly. Side of the eye. Some of them deserve it. Under the eye. But the truth is, some of them don't. Under the nose, I'm choosing to remember, chin point, and keeping as my role models, collarbone point, the many, many rich people under the arm who've done amazing good in this world. Top of the head, what if I can do amazing good in this world with more money? Eyebrow point, what if more money was my ally? Side of the eye, and it brought me the time and the clout to do what I want to do. Under the eye, with my good intention and money as an ally. Under the nose, I could triple my positive impact on the world. Chin point, on things that I care about. Collarbone point, I choose to do this for the highest good of people. Under the arm, and me. Top of the head, I choose to feel safe being a rich person. Eyebrow point, I love feeling safe around more money. Side of the eye, I choose to be a generous and kind rich person. Under the eye, I choose to be grateful for all the amazing things. Under the nose, I can do and give with more money. Chin point, I choose to be grateful and amazed. Collarbone point, at the time and the clout that money can buy. Under the arm, with that money and clout, top of the head, I can do amazing things. Eyebrow point, I choose to remember my own good intention. Side of the eye, in the place that money can have if it's my ally. Under the eye, I choose to allow this good intention. Under the nose, to bring more money into my experience. Chin point, to bring the experience of more wealth. Collarbone point, into my life. Under the arm, for the highest good of me. Top of the head, and others. Take a nice deep breath and really think about what is possible for you to do in this world with more money. That if it's just a form of energy, but in this particular world, it brings more unlimited possibility, more freedom, because money does represent freedom, security, and unlimited possibility. What does that let you do in this world for the highest good of you and other people? Think about it.